Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chet. We are going to start from the top of the page. Jump in or from the beginning. We are first line on the page on the Amud. Amar Rav Yosef. So, the Gemara yesterday we were talking about the different ways you do Kinyanim. The Gemara talks about Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Amenala. From where do we know this? What's this? So the Gemara says, Detanya, the Braita says, Mikesef Miknato. This pasuk is referring to Eved Knani. How is he acquired? He says, Mikesef Miknato, Bekesef U Nikne, Veino Nikne Betuba Bekelim. This Eved Knani is acquired with Kesef, with money, but he's not acquired with grain or with utensils. So the Gemara is asking, how do we know that it needs to be a fixed amount, that you need to know the value? Right, we were talking about the end of yesterday's daf was that the woman has to know the value of what you're giving her for kiddushin and not just something that she may think is a value but may not know what it is. So the Gemara says we're learning it here over here. Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says, "Hai tevua v'kelim echidame." What's the case by wheat, by grain, and by utensils? So ilim adalom miknu buklav. Maybe it doesn't acquire the Eved Kanani whatsoever. So the Gemara says, but hold on, the pasuk says Yashiv Geulato, and Amar Achmana, the Torah says Yashiv Geulato. The Rabot Shave Kesef, Kesef, to come and include anything that is equal, has the value of money, to be just like money. That means that even if it's not actually money, but it has the value of money, it can acquire the Eved Kanani also. So the Gemara says V'delet Be'u Shave Pruta. If it doesn't have the equivalence of a pruta, my iriyat Tevua VeKelim. Then why specifically do you say Tevua and Kelim? Afilu kesef nami. Even kesef, we know that if it's less than shave pruta, you can't acquire Eved Kanani with less than shave pruta. So it must be lav de'it bu shave pruta. It must be that it has a equivalence to a pruta. Bekevan de'lo kaitzi lo. And since it's not a set amount, it's not a set value, we don't know the exact amount, therefore that's why those would not work. So the Gemara says ve'idach. Okay, what does he say? Rabbah, what does he say? The other opinion. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." This is what he would say: "Betorat kesef unikne." He is acquired in the Torah kesef. Ve'en nikne betorat tevua v'kelim, and not in the Torah tevua v'kelim. What does that mean? Umay ninu chalifin. That's referring to chalifin. What's chalifin? We learned this a couple of dapim ago, which is called a kinyan sudar. Was that the Eved Kanani cannot be acquired through kinyan sudar, through the kinyan of, let's say, a handkerchief or any artifact? It would not be able to acquire Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says, "Udarav Nachman, the Amar Perod lo avde chalifin." Michael and Meimer. According to Rav Nachman, who says that produce, these fruits, perot over here, which in this case tevua v'kelim, they're not able to become chalifin. You're not able to utilize them for chalifin. So according to him, it's obvious that you cannot use them for chalifin because that's his opinion. So what would you say then, according to Rav Nachman? So the Gemara says, "Ela leolam deleit bu shave pruta." Really, according to him, it must be that it's not equivalent to pruta. It must be that tevua v'kelim is referring to lo shave pruta. It's not equal to pruta. Also, why is it specify specifically tevua and kelim? Why doesn't it say money? Even if it was money, if it's less than a shave pruta, it doesn't acquire the slave. So the Gemara says, "Kamart my iriyat tevua v'kelim." Why does it specifically say tevua and kelim? Afilo kesef nami, even money. The Gemara says, "Lo mi baya kamar." We didn't need to say it. This is what he meant to say. Lo mi baya kesef. We didn't even need to mention kesef. De'i it be shave pruta in ilolo. If it has the worth of a pruta, then yes, you acquire the slave. If not, then no, you don't. Aval tevua v'kelim. But produce and utensils. Ema mi de mekarva hanayatayu gamaru makne nafshe. Since it brings it more, you know, it makes it more accessibly pleasurable to him. The tevua and kelim. Because, for example, money, you would need to take the money and go and buy something. If Tivuan Kelim, it's already there. It's already the purchased item. So maybe it's acquiring him. Kamash Mala, and that's why the Gemara comes to teach us that no, even by Tivuan Kelim, if it's less than a Shaveh Pruta, you would not acquire the Eved Knani. Amar of Yosef, Mina Menala. From where do we know that it needs to be a specified set amount, that they need to know the value? So the Tanya, the writer says, Egel Zele Pidyon Beni. If someone says, this calf should be for my pidyon of my son, for the redemption of my son, right? Let's say his son needs pidyon ben. So therefore he goes to the Kohen, he says, this egel should be for this pidyon ben of my son. Talit ze le pidyon bini, or this talit should be for the redemption of my son. Lo amar klum. It's as if he said nothing. Why? Egel ze bechamesh slaim le pidyon bini. If he specifies and he says, this calf should be worth 5 slaim for the redemption of my son. which we know that you give 5 shlaim for the pidyon haben, or talit zo v'chamesh shlaim lepidyon beni, which is this talit should be worth 5 shlaim for the redemption of my son, beno padui, then his son would be redeemed, because he specified the specific amount. So the Gemara says, hi pidyon hechet ame, this redemption, how is it? How does this go? Ilema delo shave. Maybe it's not actually equivalent. It's not actually equivalent to 5 shlaim. Right? This egel or this talit, maybe it's not equal. The Gemara says, kol kemine. Are we going to go so far that he can say it's worth 5 shlaim and it's not? He's giving a false calculation of what the item is actually worth to redeem his son. Why would we say the son is redeemed then? Ela lav, it must be afal gav deshave, even though it is equal to 5 shlaim. V'kivan delo kaitse lo. But since he didn't, in the first case, he didn't specify what it's worth. I mean, he didn't say it's worth 5 shlaim. Therefore, that does not do the pidyon haben. What do you see? We learn from here that you need to specify. It needs to be a specific amount. You have to set the amount. It needs to be known what the amount is. So too, we would say the same thing by kiddushin. This is actually the topic of why you can't give a ring with a stone as the, harayat mekudesh eli, the ring that you marry off with. Why? Because the woman doesn't know the value. Nowadays, how much more so? A person could think it's lab grown. She has no idea. She thinks, there's no value. I'm not actually going to agree to marry it, but I'll just say yes anyway. Maybe that would be the case also. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Le'olam de'lo shaveh. Really, it's not worth 5 shlaim. Okegon de'kabil kohen ilaveh. And really, the case over here is that the kohen accepted upon himself to, even though that it's not worth that value, he said, I'll take it anyway, it's fine. Ki hadar Rav Kahana shakil sudaram ibe pidyon haben. There was a Rav Kahana, it was Adam Gadol, Chacham Gadol. He took a sudar, a turban, from the house of someone who a father who needed to do pidyon haben. Amar le, and he said, even though it's not worth 5 slaim, le didi chazi li 5 slaim. He says, for me, it's worth 5 slaim. He says, I'm an important person. She says, for me, it's worth it. So even though he took this turban, it wasn't worth 5 slaim, he said, it's worth it. So sometimes you see that someone can accept upon themselves, like a kohen can accept upon themselves, that I'll take this as worth more. Amar Ravashi, lo amaran el kegon Rav Kahana. This is only by Rav Kahana. De gavra rabahu, because he was a great man. And therefore he needed to have his head covered. You see, this is one of the sources that important people would wear a hat. They would wear their heads covered. But not the rest of the world. The rest of the people in the world, it's not necessarily that they are Adam Chashuv, they're important people. And therefore, they would not be able to just take upon themselves that this is worth more than what it is. Rav Kahana was special in that way, but not everyone else. Ki had mor baravashi. Mor baravashi zaban suddera mi'imei derabak mikubei. He bought a sudar, a turban, from the mother of Rabbah, from Kovei. And shave asara betlesar. It was worth 10 dinars, but he bought it for 13. He paid 13 for it. But sometimes people pay more than what something is actually worth. Why? Because they feel like that's what it's worth. So you see that's something that actually happens. Amar Rabbi Elazar, hitkachili b'mane. It's actually, just before continuing, even see this in like the previous few generations, like even our great-grandparents, you see a lot of them still, they do it now. They wear like these interesting types of hats when they come to Kanisa and stuff like that. Why do they do that? This was the custom. The custom was always that, you come to Kanisa, you come a little bit more presentable. Now, they made it all these black hats, but in those times, in every location, the people would wear different types of hats. It was in Russia, they wear different hats. Everywhere, they wear different types of hats. Amar Rabbi Elazar, hitkachili b'mane. Do kiddushin with me with this mane. A mane is worth 100 dinars. Venatana dinar. He only gave her 1 dinar. What's the din? Harezo mekudeshed. They are considered mekudeshed v'yashlim. And he just has to pay the rest. My tama, what's the reason? Kivanda amarla mane. Since he said mane, which is 100 dinars. V'yavla dinar. And he only gave her 1. Kimanda amarla almenadame. It's as if he said, on condition that I give you the 100. Meaning, here's 1. I'm marrying you on condition I give you the rest. Anyone says on condition, it's as if he is saying from now. And therefore it's as if they are married now. So the Gemara says, hold on. If let's say someone said, marry me with this money, and he was counting the money, and one of them, either the man or the woman, on the last dinar, he gave her 99, on the last one of them said, no, I'm out. I'm pulling back. What's the deen? A reshut beyado. They're able to do it. What do you see from here? There was no kiddushin. Even though the first 99 dinars were given, there's no kiddushin until the 100th is given. So how come we said that no, once the first dinar is given, they're already kiddushin? So the Gemara says, Hacha b'may yaskin, and what are we dealing with here? Darmar b'manezo. He says, in this case, he's talking about this money, with this 100 dinars, like with this $100 bill, I will do kiddushin with you. That means that they're not kiddushin until he gives her the $100 bill. In the previous case, he just said money. He didn't say this money. So therefore, they do kiddushin even with the first dinar. And once he's mashlim, once he gives the rest of them, then that's finishing the job. But hold on. The Gemara said, hold on. Hami de seifa b'maneh zo, reisha b'maneh stam. In this baraita, in the latter part of the baraita, it says maneh zo, this maneh. That's coming to imply that this case, this reisha that we just read, that's talking about maneh stam, a general maneh. So how can you imply that it's talking about maneh zo? It's not talking about maneh zo. So the Gemara says, the katane seifa, it says in the latter part of the baraita, amar la, if he says to her, itkachili b'maneh zo, marry me with this maneh, v'nimsam maneh chaser dinar. And they counted and they saw it was only 99 dinars. Oh, dinar shen nechoshet, or one of the dinars was of copper, not of silver. So it wasn't able to be used. What do you say? Einam mekudeshet. They're not considered mekudeshet. Dinar ra, if it was a bad dinar, we're going to explain what that means. Harezo mekudeshet, that is considered mekudeshet. Biachlif, just replace the bad dinar with a good dinar. So what do you see? In the latter part of the braita, he says manezo. That must mean the first part of the braita, we can imply that it's not talking about manezo. So what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, "Lo, Reisha v'Seifa d'Amar v'Manezo." Both the beginning and the end of this beraita are talking about this maneh, this specific maneh. Uparusha kamei farash, and he was coming to explain what he was saying. Ratza echad men lachzor. If one of them want to retract, afilu b'dinar acharon, even on the last dinar, harishut b'yado, he's allowed to. Ketzad, how is that so? Kegon d'Amar la b'Manezo. If he says to her, "I'm marrying you with this maneh." And so the Gemara says, "Vachinami mistabra," and this also makes sense. Why? If you would have thought the beginning part of this beraita was talking about a general mane, he didn't specify this mane. Hashta b'mane stam lo havu kiddushay b'mane zomi baya. With a general mane, if that's not kiddushin, how much more so b'mane zo, with this mane? Right? We're being stricter over here, and we're saying if he says marry me with this mane, he needs to give her all the 100 dinars. In the first case where we said maneh stam, a general maneh, when he gives the first dinar, the mekudeshet. So if we're saying in this baraita that reisha, the beginning part of the baraita is talking about maneh stam, a general maneh, and that's not kiddushin, then how much more so maneh zo, which is stricter, it'll obviously not be kiddushin. Therefore, you must prove that the beginning part of the baraita is not talking about maneh stam, because you wouldn't have to have mentioned the latter part of the baraita saying maneh zo. So therefore, they're both talking about maneh zo, and the beginning part of the baraita was just coming to explain the end part of the baraita. So you cannot make a contradiction on our previous case of Rabbi Elazar, who said that if you marry me with a maneh, that if he gives her the first dinar, that's mekudeshet. There's no contradiction. He didn't say maneh zo. So therefore, he's mekudeshet after the first dinar, but he has to finish the other 99. So the Gemara says, hold on. Imishumha lo yiriyah. If that's your argument, that's not an argument. Why? Tana seifa legalui reisha. The latter part of the baraita was taught to reveal the beginning part of the baraita. Shelo tomar, so you don't say reisha b'maneh zo. The beginning part of the baraita is talking about this maneh. Aval b'maneh stam havu kiddushin. But if it was a regular maneh, general, if he just said general maneh, I would have thought maybe that is kiddushin. No. That's why it taught tana seifa b'maneh zo. The latter part of the baraita said this maneh. Miklal de reisha b'maneh stam. That's why the beginning part of the baraita must be talking about a regular maneh, and still va'afilu ache lo havu kiddushin, and still what do we say? That's still not considered kiddushin. The Gemara gives another answer. Rav Ashi Amar, moneh veholech shane. If he's going and he's counting, that's different. Why? Dida'ata akule. Because her mindset is on all of the money. If he's not counting, he's just giving her, okay, therefore she's accepting, and she says, whenever you pay me the rest, that's fine. But you are doing kiddushin now. But if he's counting one by one, she's relying on the fact that, oh, there's 100 dinars over there. She's saying, I want 100. And if there isn't 100, there's no kiddushin. We said, hai dinar shen nachoshet, hei chidame. What is the copper dinar? We said, that's no good. The wife says, id yadabe. If she knew there was a copper dinar in there, hasav ravi kibla. She knew it was in there, and she accepted it. So there should be kiddushin. Why do we say that's not? So the Gemara says, Lutzricha, it must be the Yahave nihala belelya. He gave it to her at night time. So the Gemara says, Iname, or another case could be, Dishtakachle benezuze. She found it in between the other coins. She didn't see this one until afterwards. That's why it's no kiddushin. Then we said, Hai dinar ra. There was a bad dinar, and that we said it is kiddushin, and you just have to replace it. So the Gemara says, Hechidame, what's that? Idil nafik, if you can't use it, it's not usable outside. Hainu dinar shenachoshet. That's the same thing as a copper dinar. Amar fapan must be kegon din nafik al yedeh hadachak. It must be that it's able to be used, but only in difficulty. You won't find a lot of people who accept it. You know, like a lot of times they change the dollar, they change the bills like in Israel. They change the shekalim to different shekel bills. You try to go with the old one, you won't be able to get everyone to accept it. You'll find maybe one person will accept it. That's what this dinar was. Amar Rava, that's why it's kiddushin. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, he says in the name of Rav Nachman. Amar La, if he says to her, Hitkachili b'maneh, do kiddushin with me with this maneh. V'hiniach l'mashkon aleya, and he left a collateral on that money. Eina mekudeshet, kiddushin does not take effect. Where it says mane enkan, mashkon enkan. It's as if there's no mane. It's as if there's no collateral. It's zero. So the Gemara says, "Etive Raval, Rav Nachman, he has a contradiction. Kidusha b'mashkon mekudeshet. If he does kiddushin with her with collateral, right? He gives her a collateral as kiddushin. What's the din? Mekudeshet. There's a contradiction in what we just said. If he gives a collateral on the money, that's not kiddushin. Now it says it is. So the Gemara says, "Hatam b'mashkon de'acherim." Over here, it's talking about the collateral of other people. It's somebody else's collateral. Meaning this guy, he gave someone something and he took collateral from that person. Now he's coming with the collateral of that person and he's giving it to the woman with kiddushin. That's why it works. Because there'd be Yitzchak like Rabbi Yitzchak. Why? Damar Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin lebal chov shekone mashkon. How do we know bal chov, this creditor, he acquires the collateral? Meaning, I lend this person money and I take a collateral. I take an object from him as collateral. How do I know I acquired in the interim? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ullecha tiye tzedaka." Right? Look at the full pasuk. Hashem tashiv lo et ha'avot kevo Hashemesh v'shachav v'simlato b'salmato u'rechecha ullecha tiye tzedaka l'fina adam l'necha. He calls it tzedaka. Meaning, you giving this item, this collateral back to the person, is called a tzedaka. Why is it called a tzedaka? So the Gemara asks, "V'imeino kone, if it's not yours, if you didn't acquire it, tzedaka minayin, why do you call it charity? It's not charity, it was never yours to begin with. Mikan lebal chov shekone mashkon, it must be that when you hold the collateral, it's yours, it's acquired to you until the money is returned to you. So therefore, since this collateral belongs to him, now you can go and do kiddushin with it. Bene Rav Huna bar Avin, the sons of Rav Huna, zevun hahi amta beprite. They went and acquired a maidservant with prite, with some small change of copper. Of Rashi says, "Almenan lekabel prutot shel nechoshet," in order to receive prutot of copper. Lo hava badai, but they didn't have it. They didn't have any copper coins with him. Otivu naska aleya. So what did they do? They gave some silver coins instead, some pieces of silver. Lesof yakar amta. After some time, the maidservant became a lot more expensive. She became a lot more valuable. So what did they do? Atu the kamei de Rabbi Ami. They came in front of Rabbi Ami. Amar leu prite enkan naska enkan. He said, "You didn't give the copper. It's as if you didn't give anything. You didn't give the silver. Nothing. It's zero. It's as if you didn't acquire the maidservant because you were supposed to give copper. You didn't give that. Now it's not yours." Tana Rabbanan the Braita says, "Itkachilu b'mane du kiddushin u'nuyin with his mane." If she took it and threw it into the ocean, all the aura to fire, all the chodavar ha'aver, or anything that gets ruined, inami kudeshet, that's not considered kiddushin. What can you imply? Ha sheditinu kame. If she threw it in front of him, havu kiddushin. That is kiddushin. Well, hold on. Ha ka amran le shakil lo ba'ina. If she throws it in front of him, what is she saying? Take it back. I don't want it. Why are you saying that's kiddushin? How can that possibly be kiddushin? So the Gemara says, "Lo mi baya kamar." No, it's a quote unquote. We didn't need it. We didn't need to say, "Lo mi baya shiditinu kamei dolavu kiddushin." Obviously, if she threw it back in front of him, that's not kiddushin. Aval zrakatu leyamu laor. But if she threw it in the ocean or to the fire, ema kevan demechayiva behu kiddushe kaddish nafsha. Maybe, since now she becomes liable. You just took somebody's money and threw it into the ocean. She has to pay him back. So maybe now, because of that, she has done, now she has become nikdisha, she's become kiddushin, she's done kiddushin with the man. Why did she do that? Why did she throw it into the ocean? And why did she do that? Svara evdeke lahigavra irat channahu olo. Maybe the reason why she threw it into the ocean is she wanted to see if this guy is an angry guy, has a temper. So she said, "Let me throw his money into the water and let me see how he feels about it. But I accept your kiddushin. I accept it. I'm throwing it into the water to see how you feel." Kamashmala, and that's why the Gemara teaches us. No, even in that case, obviously it would not be kiddushin. Meaning that's a hava amina. I would have thought that that's why she's throwing it into the water. Comes the Gemara to say that no, not only if she throws it back in front of them, but even if she throws it into the water, that's obviously not kiddushin as well. Nachon, but still not kiddushin. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. Just do a quick 1 minute recap. We started in Amud Aleph by talking about the case of the Eved Kanani and how we know it needs to be a specific specified amount, and we brought it from Tevuah v'Kelim. We said Tibuan Kelim, and we explained what's the Tibuan Kelim, that just like it is not a specific amount, we don't want a specific amount, meaning even if it's less than, for example, it's less than a Shaveh Pruta, I would have thought that money, because money is money, obviously it's not Shaveh Pruta, you don't acquire the slave, but maybe this Kelim or Tibua that you're already benefiting from it, maybe even less than a Shaveh Pruta can acquire. Gemara says, no, it cannot. Then we got to the latter part of the Braita, which is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. He said, if he says, Hit kachili pemane, do kiddushin with this money, 100 dinars. He only gave her one, kiddushin is done, and he just pays the rest. Then the Gemara brought a brayta saying otherwise. And the Gemara answered by saying, no, it's not a contradiction. This latter brayta was saying, manezu, this money, she has to give the full 100. The first brayta, Rabbi Elazar, was saying, manestam. So therefore he gives the first dinar, that's kiddushin, and he has to pay the rest. Then, as we got to the Amud Bet, we started by talking about a case of, if he did kiddushin with her with collateral. We said, he does kiddushin, it's not. And then we said, yes it is. The Gemara said, which one is it? The Gemara said, if it's collateral of somebody else's collateral, from someone else who you lend it to, that is his. And we learned out how the creditor actually acquires collateral when he lends something out to somebody, because the Pasuk says, ulechad tiyet tzedakah. And the last part of the daf was the baraita that we said, if the man says, it kachili b'maneh, and the woman takes it and throws it into the ocean, what's the deen? Not mekudeshet. Oh, so if you throw it in front of him, it is mekudeshet? No, the Gemara is saying, obviously it's not mekudeshet if she throws it in front of him. She doesn't want it. But we would have thought, if you throw it into the ocean, maybe she's just trying, she accepts kiddushin, she was just trying to test his anger, test his temper. Kamash Malan, the Gemara says that no, even in that case, that would not be considered kiddushin. Question.